as a quarterback in the league, and you've been around a while, do you are you able to put yesterday's game behind you already, or does it linger for a while?
Yeah, we've got a few more hours here. We'll get into the film and watch it and talk about it, and then probably by about 3 o'clock today or so, we'll put it behind us and start moving on to the Buffalo Bills.
What is it you think, at least on the offensive side of the ball, and I guess most specifically at your position, you need to correct for next week or next time?
Well, I think we've got to play efficiently. You know, we can't have penalties. We can't have turnovers. We've got to be better on third down, you know, stay in third and manageable, all those different things. We've just got to do a better job of being effective at that, and that'll help our consistency.
And how big a wrinkle does it throw into things when Arian is not available for you?
I thought Blue stepped in and did a good job in terms of, you know, some of the runs that he had and how hard he ran the ball. So, you know, I said it yesterday, Arian's a big part of our offense and what we do, but that didn't have any effect on kind of, you know, the way that I turned the ball over yesterday.
As a veteran, what do you say to the younger guys? This is the first adversity you guys have really faced so far this early in the season.
Yeah, and for some of these guys, they didn't really lose a whole lot in college either, you know. And the first thing is we don't want to get used to this feeling. You know, this is a feeling that hurts, that, you know, you hate to feel on a Monday, but, you know, it does happen, and you've got to be able to put it behind you and move on and not get caught up in the highs and the lows of the NFL season. You know, being 2-0 and, you know, young guys already marking off that we're going to the Super Bowl and then losing a game and being doom and gloom. It's a long season, and so you've just got to be able to remain steady the whole way.
Is it about kind of keeping those emotions in check? Because you said a lot of guys get high and you don't want to get too low. Is it about keeping kind of steady?
Yeah, it's definitely about being steady and, you know, not letting what's going on outside or not letting last week's performance kind of affect the work you put in for this week. And that's kind of the big thing, is not allowing anything that happened, you know, in the past affect the way that you go about your business for the next week.
You know, Bill has said that, you know, no team is as good as they are on their best day or as bad as they are on their worst day. I mean, is this one you guys can just chalk up as a bad day at the office?
Well, we've got to learn. I mean, there's some good things we're gonna learn from. You know, we've got to look at a couple of the mistakes that we made and kind of why we made them, and you know, so we'll learn from this one and hopefully take a few lessons and then move on to the next game.